Okay, we'll kick off, shall we?
Yeah.
We're going to the Finance and Strategy Committee, 2 o'clock. Apologies for absence. Well, we're all here, aren't we?
Yes.
Hey, we're all here. We called that. Declarations of interest, anyone declare the interest?
No, Chair.
No.
No. Interest declared. We're going to the public session then. Welcome, Ian.
Hello.
Would you like to say anything?
Thank you. I just would like to make one comment. I refer to my email of the 13th of January requesting sight of the documents that supported the agenda, i.e. in relation to the proposed precept, including projects to be supported by the Council in the next year. No reply was received, and these are not attached to the agenda on the Council's website. I acknowledge this is not a statutory obligation except for principal councils such as Colchester City Council or Essex County Council, etc., who publish the income and expenditure data that supports their budget and precept. However, I refer to the minutes of the Town Council meeting of the 14th of September 2023, item 23204, where the then clerk acknowledged that it was good practice to publish documents that supported the agenda and stated that in future the Council would publish all relevant documents. In respect of openness and accountability to residents, the failure to publish this does not enable residents to make representations to the Council and submit questions as allowed in the public session before the precept is agreed. Full stop.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ian. I'm surprised you didn't get a reply. I think we've stepped up there. It is a work in progress document. It may change quite drastically or it may not. We don't know yet.
Thank you.
For your benefit, sorry.
Sorry, Chair, can I just point out that we ought to disclose that we're actually recording this meeting as
sorry.
Well? Thank you.
We disclose we're actually recording the meeting. Is there anyone else recording?
I'm recording.
No.
Okay.
Everyone around this table will have seen this document many times, but for Ian's benefit, along the bottom there, can you see that, Ian? There are all the cost centres that we work to: General, Bradwell, Mayor's, Neighbourhood Plan, Assets and Facilities, Personnel, Toilets, Waterside, Transport, Sports and Rec, and Cemetery. So they're all our cross centres. So our intention today is to run through those cross centres. They all transfer to the precept page, which is over on the right hand side. And it's automatically calculated for us. Later on in the document, we've also got brought forward items which help the precept out, and also cash and earmark reserves, which I know Ian is interested in. So we'll come to those right at the very end, because they don't have anything to do with the precept. So we'll start off with General, which is sometimes called the clerks, in which there is everything that is of a general nature that isn't necessarily specific to any one of the cross centres.
Sorry to interrupt you. Are we moving on to 2604?
Oh, I didn't do the minutes, did I? Oh, such a hurry. Yes, to confirm the minutes of the Finance Committee meeting, which was a long time ago, wasn't it, Nigel?
It was interesting.
Yes, it was. However, we have been busying away, haven't we? Well, Paul has anyway. But has everybody read the minutes from
that?
Yeah. And for those of us who were here, we're all here, weren't we?
Yeah.
Has anyone got any comments on them?
No.
We have been working our way through these, and some of these points have been done, some are still waiting, particularly on the closing of the Barclays account, which we can come to later if you want to. I did miss that out, didn't I? So, 2605 then in that
You've
case.
You've got a proposer,
Proposed.
So who's
a
proposer?
Was
she proposing?
I will if you like.
Oh, and you seconded as well. Are we all in favour, John?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you
for doing those.
Okay.
One of your early ones.
It was, wasn't it? Indeed.
No, plenty
was
in 10. Not a final.
Can't think why.
this table have been through this, I'm perfectly sure. But this is, as I say, the the items that don't fit comfortably anywhere else.
Under cross comment centers. On that though. Kingswood Glebe 3, it says there. Doesn't that not fit anywhere else?
Well.
And of course, it's not Kingswood either, but it's Kingsfield.
Field, it is.
And it's not Glebe 3, it's just Kingswood.
It, I know, it is in brackets, isn't it? Let me change it now, Nigel. I would like to say I did.
I know, it's a zero line, but it just doesn't seem to fit there, doesn't it?
Kingsfield, Glebe 3. Yes, it's a zero line because that's in there to remind us of when we get to...
which probably won't be...
For a couple of years or so.
A couple of years' time.
But it did have a code, so we just kept the code for it. Which I think, again, for the purposes of the public that are present, Ian, we do have a report that comes out once every month, which is the comparison with the budget. So exactly where we are against the budget. So we know each month exactly where we are, and it's all coded against the cost centres line by line. Any other comments on this one?
Only spelling, if you really want to spell sponsorship correctly. In the yes, the Birdie Walks leaflet.
Birdie Walks leaflet.
These things just jump out.
I know. It's usually me that points them out, isn't it, John?
I didn't like to say it.
Say it for you. There are some quite big items in here, but we've been through this quite thoroughly, haven't we, Paul? To make sure that it marries up.
Yeah, the actual line items. Anyone got any comments on that?
I just want to ask, Bob, if I may, on general, with 2,000 on wood chipper digger hire.
Well, yes.
We're on general at the moment,
yes.
Aren't we?
We're on general.
Yeah, we're
on.
So, what was the costing from last year on that to start with? Because,
well, I think it was.
To my memory, we didn't hire a digger.
No, we didn't hire a digger.
I don't think we've chipped anything, so.
No.
And are we intending to...
That's carried forward. That will be in the book forward tab, which is later on.
But if we didn't use it last year,
well,
what are we planning to do this year?
Well,
we
don't know, do we? That's the trouble.
I mean, because the digger hire, the only thing I can think of with regards to a digger hire is the French drains, which that would be an inclusive...
No, no, there is one other item. There's the bund.
The bund.
Which we were going to do when we had someone with a... digger license,
which
but we don't quite know where we are with that this year, do we?
Okay.
Are we going to get that done this year, or can we shave the 2,000 off? Do you think that we're going to get that done, the bonds? Digger high, would it be 2,000 if it was to do?
Well, the wood chipper's included in there as well, isn't it? We get a whole load of stuff which accumulates in Raymead Wood, piles and piles and piles of it. So we have previous years hired a chipper machine to do that.
So Bob, can I just ask again, what was the cost of that last year then? Was it 2,000?
Hang on a second.
We spend
that's
on
the budget
chipper?
Report.
We didn't do it this year, did we?
I don't think we did, but
no.
I don't think we've used it at all, so it should be zero.
Okay.
But is this something that the our new contractors could do for us?
Not
under
contract.
No, but I wonder if
are
we able to ask them to do things like that?
But they could do, but there will be a charge for it,
of course. Yeah. Because obviously we haven't got anyone that we can ask to do that now, have we?
No. And if we're putting by 2,000 a year to do this, should we be investing in a chipper?
Hang on. Many of the tree surgeons do have such machines.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
The one
that's part of the tree
work that we do. Yeah, I mean that's something that comes under the tree maintenance budget.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They do. I spoke to Andy, and they have a large machine to do that.
But they will still charge us for it, so
of course
we still need to have some sort of cost in there for it.
So we can move on from that, can we? I mean, it's a reasonable amount, and we could use it. I know what you want to do. You want to move money to something.
I do. That's what I'm looking for in this budget.
Bob, could I raise item 26, which is Microsoft and email subscription? £4,000 is a substantial sum of money.
But that's for how many licences? Well, a number of licences, and it's so much.
Because we still got to keep the neighbourhood plan running as well, which has a licence.
I understand.
Oh, no, that's just the website.
All right. Well, okay.
Yeah, this is the Microsoft.
These are the subscriptions.
So, yeah, but it's a subscription for the whole thing. It's for the use of Word and everything, so many licences in the office, as well as the email licences.
I know, I just wonder what that covers. Does that cover Copilot and
no.
additional ones like that?
Not Copilot, because do we want to use AI and
no,
produce
I just,
something
I,
that's not
right?
Well, police forces use those.
No, it doesn't, John. That's the answer. No.
But for,
I don't think there's any other alternative because in business.
Well,
I'm surprised that councils haven't done a deal with Microsoft.
This is our
age computers.
I know, but anyway, it's a substantial sum. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we've got. 9 councillors, 7 staff with email addresses, and so many licences for Word, etc.
Is that Office 365 as well?
Is it possible to check the grass cutting and pitch marking? Is that the cost of the new contract?
Yes, that is the new contract, 30,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is that in general?
Yeah. Well, yes, because it cuts across all sorts of different things, doesn't it?
Well, assets, though, isn't it? I suppose, because we got sports and rec separate from parks, which is a bit...
Well, that's where it was because we were focusing on it.
Yeah, because at one time there was a sports and rec committee, which was a separate committee, and another committee for the rest of it.
We've spent, just to answer John's question, or part answer it, we spent already this year £3,000 on Microsoft and emails, and there may well be some more. The budget was £5,000, so I think the previous year it must have been even higher. But these are costs we don't seem to be able to get.
No. But as I say, I'm surprised the council hasn't done a deal with them. I didn't realise there was so much.
Is that something we can investigate? I don't know.
But it's via
Page Computers.
It's via Page Computers, so it's something to negotiate with Page Computers. But if they,
well, they're not big enough to do it. I mean, it would be.
I think it's a bigger decision then, because we'd be putting our IT into the hands of someone else.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, Page Computers.
No. They would be able. They'd be able to. Get involved with the discount through Page. I'll look into that.
Okay.
Bob, sorry, can I just ask? Coast Road oyster beds. In the notes, it's got fence and gate, but the legal agreement is not for the fence. So should we be spending public funds on something that isn't?
Well, we put the footpath down first, and if there's any money left, if there's no money left,
I'm looking.
Do the
you know
fence.
What I'm trying to do.
Yeah, but if it doesn't work out the way you hope it will work out, we might end up having to contribute to it. And if we haven't got a budget for it, then we're in difficulties.
Okay. So Christmas lighting, the 2,000 that's in there, again, that was in the budget, the current budget, and hasn't been spent.
I think it was 10,000 in the current
budget. It was 10,000
at one time.
At one time, and the MICA had their grant approved.
Yeah.
Funds which left the 2,000 that went forward.
Yeah, 2,000 for Christmas lights. Does that mean a grant to
our
own costs.
Our own costs
involved
with
the Christmas lights.
Because there are lights that we put up and they need to be replaced.
Yeah.
Which they could do.
Which they could be because they're pretty old now and they're all second hand anyway.
This is not the mica lights.
Right, okay.
And also the tree lights. They're
causing a bit of a problem.
They're causing lots of problems, haven't they? £1,000 has been carried forward unspent from this year into next year.
Okay.
So although it says 2,000 there, it's actually only 1,000. If you see what I mean.
Yeah, 1,000.
£1,000 has been carried forward.
Sorry, white lining. We're not responsible for white lining. So can we take the 2,000
out?
We're not responsible for it.
That
so
is
we
true.
Should
and we haven't even got a machine to do it.
No, we would have to pay
a
contractor. You have to have an approved contract to do that as well.
In previous years, and John will remember
road,
this.
White lining.
Was it?
Yeah.
John will remember this.
I thought it was sports.
But if we cannot get work done on dangerous junctions, then
it's
probably easier for us to arrange for it to be done than to wait for someone else to not do it.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Although it isn't within our power.
It isn't our powers to do it. But we wouldn't do it ourselves. It would be done by the contractors.
No, but it's not within our powers to pay to have it done.
No, I agree with that. But then we're
working
with parish council, aren't we? And should we not be making sure?
Well, no, it's not within our powers. It's full stop, it's not.
And
anyway.
Footpath clearances for the Follies, again, to which should we not be pushing Essex County Council to do this?
Well, apparently
they
only do 10 a year. We've got 30, haven't we, or something or other?
Mm.
So there will come a point when people come in here and complain about footpaths, and we either say, well, it's not our responsibility, and shrug it off, or we can do something about it.
And they do, they move, Essex Highways move around the county, cutting the streaming the footpaths or whatever they need to do, and you don't know when they're coming.
Yeah, it's
so,
on the programme.
Yeah, but they don't tell us what the programme is, so we, you know, we need to have, I think, something.
So are we agreed, therefore, we take the white lining out?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The next one, Bob, sorry. Mersey Walks leaflet.
John?
Yeah, it's there because the last one is out of date.
So who actually puts that together, the Mersey Walks?
Well, we do.
And we put it together.
Picture
is there a need
it?
For
was on
it?
The action plan previously, but I don't know when the last
has
time
has been
it
for
was
a long time.
Has been for a long time.
Is it of benefit?
Well, it's offset
is
by
it
sponsorship,
yours?
Isn't it? So it
yes, it's a neutral
zero.
Cost.
Right, okay.
I think I've left 100
leave
in
that
there.
Yes, if you have.
Sorry, I'll leave that. Yeah.
Whether we do it or not, John.
I will put it on the agenda for the next one.
But it's cost neutral. If you don't do it, doesn't.
Yeah.
It's not
okay.
On the precept.
Okay.
It's not on the precept. Anything else, Nigel?
Not for me, no. Not on the this general one.
Right, and what is the situation with the display board then? Is that what the £1,000 for in the Coast Guard compound as well?
Yes.
It is.
Which we still haven't done, which we did promise the owners that we would do it, so we really do need to do it, basically.
Right.
But whether it will get done this year or not, I don't know. We've got to design it first, then we've got to get it printed, and then we've got to do this, and then so goes on a bit.
Okay.
We should really have a meeting to literally list down these things that we've got to do that we've not done. That we need to do, that we should be doing.
But
through this in August, and I did highlight them in blue.
Yeah,
I've taken them off now.
But
the ones that we wanted to do.
The trouble is then that we haven't had any meetings since then, and that hasn't been fit to the asset.
No, Kirsty, can I ask, please?
Yeah,
can that be on the assets? Can we have an update as to where it is?
The Coast Guard,
what you require from
Coast Guard
the Essex Committee,
like,
please,
yeah.
So that we can get that done.
Well, I think it needs to be designed, and that's we've got to find someone to design it.
Yeah, all right, thank you, but this is finance, not Essex.
I know.
Thank you.
Well, we may have a volunteer sitting over there.
Absolutely.
If not, the museum will certainly help us with that.
Yeah.
But we are we are supposed to be doing it.
Yes. Yeah,
okay, thank
you. And I couldn't guarantee when I did this that we would do it this financial year, so it's moved into the next one.
Yeah.
Okay on that one? Bradwell, John, you okay with Bradwell?
Yeah, I'm okay with Bradwell. All the costs are up there, the NFP LA is memberships there.
Yeah.
We rely heavily on Bang with no additional cost there.
No, there's no cost in there. Yeah. Mayor's account. Should be fairly straightforward, shouldn't it?
Does the mayor have any comments?
I do on this one. Have some comments. Well, can I just ask? I mean, first of all, thank you for the budget in there for the oyster feast.
Yeah,
I know it's been a historic thing,
yeah.
And it was quite enjoyable. The other expenses, the flowers and entertaining, etc., I decline, and I'm pretty sure that other mayors have in the past as well. Decline invitations, because if it's going to start costing me out of my pocket to represent the council, I'm afraid, and some things will come with it will be a dinner thing that £35-40 a ticket. Well, then that's £80 because you do if you're going.
So,
and you know, having looked at the spreadsheet for the who we provide a lovely bouquet of flowers to, that budget is almost wiped out.
So we're saying,
well, Eva, you're absolutely fine, I don't mind, because I would just continue to decline, and then it's up to the next mayor whether they choose to pay for these things themselves, but I'm afraid
I think what you're asking is, does the council as a whole want you to want the mayor to represent West Mersey Town Council at functions that they're invited to?
So,
because at the present, the budget doesn't allow that to happen. So that's the decision, really.
Yeah, well, we do, don't we?
So then there should be a suitable budget for it.
I think in previous years, when Carl was there, he never charged for anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
I don't think Sophie did either.
Yeah.
So it's always been a low figure.
Yeah.
But we've already saved, whatever we've just saved, £2,000, haven't we, or £1,000?
But the point I would raise on that, Bob, is it depends on the mayor, doesn't it?
It does.
It does, how many invitations you get.
Yeah.
I would like our mayor to turn that out invitations on the basis of cost. If you wanted to exhaust, if you went above the budget, would you now not go to something because it's not in the budget?
Well, because it's not in the budget, I will just decline.
You won't go above the budget at all.
Well, you can't, because you can.
Of course you can. So what do you want to make the other expenses then, and travel?
Well, the travel, as you know, I've not put a thing in, but I did sort of speak to Carol, actually, whether I can do this, is I have kept sort of the parking. I've never done mileage. But I would be quite happy to either, you know, carry on as I've carried on, or claim that through the council and give it to charity.
I don't think anyone expects the mayor to be out of pocket here. I think we do expect the mayor to go to as many
as suitable ones.
You can't go all of them, it's silly, isn't it?
No. But even sort of the travel side of things, in other words, the HMRC, what the HMRC is saying,
45p
a mile and all of that, I haven't done any of that. But if I do, I was going to do it in mass and then give it to charity.
Well, there's no need to do that, but that's obviously the mayor's decision. But should we put 500 in for other expenses and 500 for travel?
I don't think you need 500, if I'm honest.
Give me a figure.
Say 500.
Yeah. Okay, 500 then.
500 in each.
Yeah.
We don't have to spend it.
Are you saying you don't necessarily need the travel in there, but the 500?
I don't think you need... I mean, the travel is for fuel now, I don't think you need to increase that to 500.
Right, okay.
200, 300?
I think the actual travel of 200 is okay. It's to do with the other expenses, I think, that
so
you need to up that. Yeah,
yes.
I think so.
A lot of them are charity
so just
events,
that five,
and,
yeah.
and
okay.
they're actually not 40 quid for a ticket,
okay.
they're 80, 90 quid
yeah.
for a ticket, aren't
yeah.
they?
Okay.
And at least it gives you an opportunity to
hobnob with other men.
Well, to
network.
Network.
Yeah.
Comes in handy when you're on the phone to another man. So, what do you do? What does your council do?
Bob, could I raise a further item?
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, mayoral change.
Yeah.
What is mayor? What is the adequacy of the current change? Does it need updating?
It needs a really good clean. I mean, when it was handed over to myself and my husband actually spent a day putting the chain back together, so you'll probably find it. I mean, pair of pliers, literally, the front bit, John,
yeah.
literally fell out. That is held in with super glue now. It literally got it out of the bag and it just went flop. And we tried to clean it up the best we could. I've spoken to, it's really difficult to get somebody to engrave the chain. They won't do it on the island.
Alan.
Coast Road won't
really?
Do it. Yeah, won't do it.
It's because of the
I think
nature
the
of the
metal. Yeah.
I think if we're
so
interested in external relations and the mayor is going out,
it needs to look something,
it doesn't.
I don't think you need to up from the £50 every year, but I would say it could really do with a clean this time.
But
so whether Kirsty uses, whether you can, you delegate, because I know I've already spoken
yeah.
to you, it's a one-off, it's not going to need it every year.
Could we call this refurbishment of the... Of the mayoral chain.
Well, it's just mayoral chains of just
yeah.
whatever needs to be done.
Okay,
to
okay, then I.
But the £50 should cover the engraving. For
that's,
sure.
that's what it was for.
Yeah.
That was for.
Yeah.
And the cleaning it should do.
Okay.
I very much do. I don't know. But I'll smile politely. I didn't
200?
Go into Timpson's.
I was.
You don't need it on a regular basis.
No.
That's
no,
what
no,
I'm
next
day.
Year, no,
well, so put 100 in there, Bob.
Oh, okay.
And I'll do my best to sort of blink a bit.
Get the umbrella pad out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. John's one next.
Yeah, let me get it up. Yeah, now this, Bob and I have had discussion about this. I think we need to carefully consider this. I had put forward a large sum on this because we just do not know what expenditure is going to be incurred in the next year, and it is sort of a contingency in relation to external support, whether they be by lawyers, barristers, or consultants. As a guide price, the Stop 350 campaign spent nearly £50,000 because it raised externally the money. I'm not supported, and that was over about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
And that was raised by external appeal. We may need lawyers, barristers, so I would favour putting a figure in there of £30,000. And what I would say on that as well is that we would need to make absolutely clear to the residents and payers of the charge why we're doing it and seek their opinion. We need it. I would move at this stage £30,000.
I'm sure we've got some comments on that one.
We have.
Yes, Nigel.
I'm not in favour of that because we haven't debated it in full council. to decide whether it's justified spending you know, public money on this, you know, on legal things for this. I don't think we can decide here whether we should or shouldn't in this committee meeting. That has to be a decision of full council. And I'm not saying that we don't need funding for legal fees, but we have the option of raising the money externally if residents want to fund it. Is it a good spend of public money? We have to justify it. We can't just put it in there and say we think it is without first debating it.
No, that's not being suggested. I'm saying that it be put in there with the agreement of the council, maybe beyond that with the residents. But it needs to be, a notional figure needs to be put in at some stage.
Sorry, Bob, thank you. I mean, I know how important this is, John, the Labour plan, but here we are, I'm trying to shave money off to get a project done within, you know, within the local area. And it's what I've got issues with is if we can't maintain our stock that we've got on the budget that we've got, to take 30,000 out of our budget is going to limit even further what you can do. And, you know, I don't know, it's, you're not guaranteed to have the result that we're looking for at the end of it as well, so we could end up spending all this money and be in the same situation. Is there not other avenues open to us, as we know with the environmental side of things, that the King's Council has been used and there's been no cost with that? So I'm very uncomfortable with taking money away from
other cost centres.
Absolutely, because that's what it would mean.
Well, either that or the budget or the precept goes to over 10%.
Same, yeah.
I've just put it in, it comes over 10%.
And I think that would cause us more problems as a council with residents all of a sudden going from four, what was it last year, 4.5? Was it 3.8 to 10%?
Okay.
I think
it's a big increase, 10%.
Okay.
But yes, I do acknowledge that it's possible that we'll need the money, but I say at the moment we put it in the budget, it takes it away from something else.
Yeah. Is there flexibility within the reserves? The reserves are there, we can change where they're nominated.
I have to say, John, I wouldn't be in favour of barristers, sorry. We touched on barristers earlier on, didn't we? And they haven't come back to us, not our barristers, but other people's barristers. They haven't come back to us. I don't think the public would worry, would they? If this went to referendum,
I think you're in a catch-22 situation, because if you put it in and your precept goes up to 10%, then I think there's going to be an awful lot of negativity towards this council if people are seeing that they're having to pay 10% for a decision that you could possibly, it's not going to change. You know, I'd hope to think that it would, but... You know.
Can I respond, Chair?
Yeah, discussion.
If it's not in the budget, right, during the course of the year, if the need for a further opinions are necessary, it is possible then for us to consider that either within the contingency or raising that with Joe Public in terms of a proper expenditure, isn't it?
Yeah, we can do anything we like.
Okay.
The funds are there, just allocated elsewhere.
Okay.
If we as a council decided to reallocate our funds.
Well, on that basis, I withdraw that suggestion. If that is understood that at some later stage, that is a process which is open for us to actually prosecute the local plan. Yeah. The point I would make on this is that we we can all second guess as to what the public wants. The evidence was last time that they did this. The other thing here is that the council has taken a really strong position on the local plan, and it may need, as you say, Bob, that external opinion is valid, but when we go for external opinion, we have to rely on that opinion ourselves. We must be the instructing partners to that. We can't rely on third parties. We would be in an immensely dangerous position if we relied on third parties. We've got no control. They can walk at any time or do anything. Yeah. So on that basis, I'm very content not to move that £30,000, but to leave it in terms of what happens in relation to the local plan.
Just to add to what you've just said, John, I'm also aware that the barrister's document has gone to the council, so Colchester City Council. They do have a copy, and it has been logged with them.
But I haven't got a copy of that document.
But as you say, that's a third party.
It is, yeah, and it's gone to
commissioned.
Our name is not on that document.
No,
and it can't possibly be on that document.
No.
Okay, well, happy to leave it like that?
Yeah.
I put £1,000 in, I know it's a nominal figure, we can make it naught, or we can just leave it where it is.
I'm content to leave it where it is.
Okay, that's
£1,000. Yeah.
Okay. Then the big one, Teresa, assets and facilities.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Yeah. Well, I know we've been through this, haven't we?
Yeah. I know it's only a tiny bit of money, but the National Allotment Society, was that the one that
was
rented?
Yes, we voted
on,
didn't
we? Yeah.
Now that rent, I'll just come quickly to the rent. We haven't yet agreed the rent for this financial year, have we? But we now know that the inflation was 4.05.
Something around that.
Right, okay.
So I think we now need to go to John Crisp and say... And my suggestion in my last email to you was to just make it around 5,000.
So the 5.2 is
because we're talking about the next year, 2020.
This is starting now, January now, isn't it?
So yeah, but this not 5.2, it'll be 5,000 January.
Yeah, that's right. And then January 2027, it'll be
5,200.
Yeah.
It'll be roughly.
I'd just like to say on that, of course, it's the landlord that tells us what the rent has got to be in accordance with the formula in the lease.
Yes.
So,
but
although we can suggest 5,000.
I just looked it up and that's what it said it was.
Yeah,
the RPI fine. Between...
Yeah, no, for, no, exactly. The RPI is, and it might work out to £5,010 and that's all I'm saying. But also I noticed from the lease we actually have to sign a bit of paper saying we've both agreed to this.
You have to agree to it, yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's an actual
part
of the lease. You know, an actual document that's kept with the lease saying that we've...
So we need to do that because
currently
we're still paying him the old rate, so we have to go back and correct it.
We will, but it's...
It's
still only January.
So that's really... Yes, I know. But so that's a bit of an action note.
Really. 1 month, yeah.
Can I just check in? I've just checked the council offices. Resurface ground to ramp.
That's out there, which has got a trip hazard on it.
Has it?
Yeah. It was pointed out this for wheelchair use, it wasn't good, but it's also a trip hazard. We've been keen to do this for the last 2 years, but we haven't done it.
There's no allowance in there
for
redecorations as well. When was the last time the offices were painted? Because I think
when the flood, wasn't
it?
The previous clerk was here.
It's just that office. But what about the other areas like general maintenance and redecoration?
Miscellaneous improvements are £1,000 in there.
Can I make a request, please? This is on behalf of staff that work here. At the moment, in terms of having a facility or place that we can go to, even just for 15 minutes, just to sit and have a cup of coffee that's away from the computer desk. It really isn't anywhere. So I wonder whether it's possible we can just put in the budget for an oil small radiator, and then we can, the area where the old Meals on Wheels, yeah, we can sort out, we can actually get a couple of cheap and just have somewhere to sit for 15 minutes away from a computer.
Well, I've had a problem with that.
But
we can,
we've got
a
staff welfare budget, haven't we?
We do have a welfare budget,
yeah.
Haven't we?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
So that's some kind of
heaters.
That's
nothing,
no. I'm fine, pizza.
Just get it out of the
welfare
budget.
I would say
budget.
I could pick it up, but I don't think we can't because of the. But yeah.
Yeah, let's get it out of the welfare budget.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll agree to that, won't we?
Yeah.
I can't see any reason why not. Okay, so the council office is fine.
Tree work's quite a big figure. Has anyone looked at the tree survey yet? It's quite a lot of work on it.
Yeah, I've had a chance
and
to, but it's...
Carol's in the moment of finding quotes from all.
Yeah.
She's been sourcing quotes, been going through the report, sourcing various options
and
quotes.
Right, and the skate park figure that's in Bobby's in addition to the money that we've, money's
yeah.
we've
yeah,
used
yeah,
to
yeah,
make
yeah. That's,
spend
that's the
well.
Sinking fund figure.
Yeah. So what else is there? Can I just ask, is it the... row that's got to be that wasn't included in the
rail,
the
grind rail.
That's it.
Yeah, that's included.
It is included.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we've just agreed to have that work
yeah.
done.
So we're putting 5,000 into a sinking fund for it every year. What's the aim of the sinking fund?
Well,
fund.
Ongoing repairs. I stress the erosion at the side is going to be something that we're going to have to address.
We
regularly.
Voted on it. We said we didn't spend the money.
Yeah.
No. The what we're going to spend on repairs, has this come out of the sinking fund, or is this?
No. The sinking fund will come. The sinking fund is for a possible future development.
Okay. Well, that's what I was asking.
But it'll be 10 years before we can afford to do it.
No. So that this 5,000 per annum is going into a fund that's building up, and
yes.
we. Intend to use it,
or and if we change up, if some future council said we don't want to do it, they'll use it for something else.
Well, of course, but
because you can reallocate funds elsewhere.
Yes.
You can,
yeah. So, equipment, parts, and maintenance play areas.
Well, yes, it's not part of this meeting necessarily, but we've got the subject
this,
quote.
Yes,
here.
And that. It's quite a large, and I understand why you've got this in here, Bob, because I think it's quite important to have it in there. But as we've had a discussion, I'm going to contact Colchester to see if we can get some or all.
Well, if you look along to grant funding on the same line,
yeah,
you'll see I put 15,000 for grant funding.
Yeah.
No, it could be 10, it could be 20, we don't know, do we?
Right, yeah.
So it's a net figure of 35,000,
right,
if
okay.
you like.
Yeah.
But if we can't get grant funding, it'll be 50,000.
Yeah, okay.
But I think we need, as a council, to show in our final year...
Yeah.
That we've actually done something.
Because
whilst we're all terribly busy, someone out there in the street will say, well, what have you done?
No, I agree.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
Good, isn't it? In time flying.
The paving, we've both had a look at the paving, haven't we? And I can't see how you're going to be able to, and I think you're right with your question mark, what you've got here. I think the safest option is really to take up the side where they're really, really bad. And if they're bad on both sides, one side's worse than the other, is to take them up and grass it.
Well, so
takes the risk away.
Which would be cheaper than this, but
absolutely.
We might find on the other
I think
path,
when we're up to full staff,
I
think that's
the job. That to take, is it in Century Gardens?
Yes.
Yeah.
To remove those would really damage the tree. Because of the nature of the roots and where they are. If you cut back the roots and then lay the paving steps.
Oh, no, we're
not.
No,
we're
not
talking about cutting.
We're
talking about literally just removing the path completely.
Not touching the
road
down.
Yeah.
And then it's just a grassed area.
Yeah.
So then you haven't got a trip hazard on a path because there's no path.
Yeah,
anyway,
so
and that would be
hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that would, you know, I see this as an outstanding job once we're up with our staff, with the groundsman, that this this would be on the list in the spring, not now, because you can't put the seed down now.
Mm.
In the spring, remove them
and
seed.
So we can just do it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Just prepare the soil with some topsoil.
Yeah. And so it's in at $2,500. I've no idea what it would cost.
Yeah.
But the whole area needs a bit of work done
yeah,
to it.
Definitely.
And I think we need to do it.
Sooner rather than, yeah, we definitely need to do it because of its health and safety.
Well, it's in the budget, it's already
yeah,
in the amount,
yeah.
So we've no problem with that.
Yeah.
So it's kept in the budget.
Yeah.
But I can't see it coming to that.
Okay.
Well,
in the figure.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
I can't.
See, it's a lot of money, but everything seems to cost a lot of money these days. The wildflower meadow is the next item down on the next page. Creation of the wildflower meadow at the Bund. This was a safety issue as well here because people.
Catalytic converters.
Yeah, catalytic converters
yeah.
get very hot.
Yeah.
And in the summer, they drive onto the long grass, and we have had fires down there.
Yeah.
So the consideration was that we have a bund put up that stop people driving onto that area, and also protect the wildflower meadow.
Yeah.
So the digger that we discussed earlier on would be a part cost of that.
All right, okay.
So that's that one.
Coming down, skate park essential maintenance.
Yeah.
Yes, 12,000.
12,000.
Well, if we spend it this year, we won't spend it next year, of course, but who knows when we're going to spend it because they may not want to start. I don't know.
Yeah, right, okay. What was in this year's budget?
1,000.
Yeah.
So, in a sense, what my thought was, well, we'll take it out of reserves this year, but we will top the reserves back up again by putting in the next year's precept.
Okay.
So even if we don't spend it, it will drop into reserves and replace what we spent this year, if you see what I mean.
Okay.
Okay.
Crime and safety, £1,000. Is this the welfare of our...
Well, it's not welfare. We have to pay his travelling expenses to and from Colchester. Other items? Anybody okay with that?
Plants for gardeners. Tree planting programme?
Well, we're going to be chopping down, cutting down a number of trees. I'm rather anxious that we, for a legacy, we actually plant some mature trees. Because it breaks my heart to cut these trees down.
Yeah,
we've
also lost some.
We've not been that successful.
Wasted dead trees near where I live.
Have we?
Well,
we've
me
got,
too.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
About half a dozen that were planted when
Mersey
Homes in the beginning
and
this council never maintained.
Yeah, I planted some of those.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a bowser now, and I think when we do plant mature trees, we say to the ground staff...
You won't get many trees for 1,000.
You won't.
Well,
you'll get 5 or 6.
Yeah,
or
what we should be doing is, where I was before, I've managed to get some trees... from the local council, so whether
we just stopped that.
Yeah.
Have they
abandoned that? Yeah.
Well, whether there's other avenues, I don't know.
Yes, okay.
That we should explore.
Well,
as
I put 1,000 in. Let's make it more because I think
we
just need to plant some trees to replace those that we're taking down. 1,500.
I'll go for that, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah, 1,500. Okay. Done. Refresh Mersey Grant, where they do a wonderful job, don't they?
Yeah.
So that'll be under our general powers of competence. We need to get you past Silka for 2028, don't
you?
We
do.
Start
next week.
2021.
Well,
it
starts the first
level. Well, 27, yeah. Start of the new council in May 27. Okay, are we all clear on assets and facilities?
Yeah. Can I make a general point? Maintenance of our assets. Is this if you have to figure, we've got
a lot of responsibility.
We have a lot of responsibility.
I mean, it really brings it home, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
The amount of money which we spend on that item.
Yeah.
And that is a major job as far as this council is concerned.
We've got a lot of land.
And we've got a lot of land compared with other places.
I mean, there's 300 trees.
Yeah.
Alone. 300
trees. I think this is a big political point for us as a council. That we've got this and the community is the benefit of that, but it comes with responsibility.
It does. I don't think anyone would complain at us.
No, but compared with other councils that I've looked at, it's a big thing. Anyway,
personnel, we agreed last Friday, didn't we? Or Friday
we did,
before last?
We did.
So
meeting.
That budget, everyone around this table agreed to it, and that is what we agreed to.
Absolutely.
And we're satisfied with that bang up to date as far as we can do it. Yep.
Toilets, don't you just love toilets? Just love them. I read with some amusement the article in the Courier, the poem. Did you see the poem in the Courier?
I did, yeah.
About parking charges and all the rest of it. It's very funny, actually. I quite enjoyed reading it.
A song, yes, it was.
But the fact of the matter is, if we didn't get an income of 100,000 from parking, we couldn't look after the toilets because they are a very
expensive
item.
Yeah,
again,
constant repairs.
And this doesn't include the labour content, which is in the general budget and in the personnel budget, I should say, because the cleaner cost is in there. They've got a net cost of 44,000 plus you've got whatever the figure is, 30,000, whether it comes to all the pensions and all the rest of it for labour.
Chair, on a point of information, do you give a commentary on the budget when it's?
Well, in previous years, not last year, but in previous years, you write an article for the papers that explains why the precept is where it is and what we plan to do. It wasn't printed last year. But yes, so people feel comfortable with it. I'm hoping it's going to work out under 4%, which no one's going to argue with.
No. But it's quite important for a financial and a political with a small b, that people understand the dynamics around this budget in terms of money, where it comes from.
When I started going through, when I joined the council 12 years ago, whatever it was, there were no budgets.
No.
The clerk just had it on a bit of paper, and that's what we all agreed to. But when you start breaking everything down, we are responsible for an awful lot of stuff.
Bob, can I just ask you, please, the upgrade, just read your notes, the upgrade to disabled facilities, 2,000. To disabled Coast Road and the library toilets?
Yes, apparently they've both been surveyed, haven't they?
Yeah, we had a survey done, that they were up to scratch in terms of accessible, disabled, which they're not. We can work with it, there's possibilities.
This hasn't come from assets.
Oh, we haven't spent any money on it.
We
haven't spent any money on it. We just had them.
There's things like the red cord that was just coming through that.
So this is the budget. We haven't spent any of this yet. I always worry. It's like when you have the electrician comes to your home, he says, "Oh, this isn't compliant," but you put it in 10 years ago, and therefore
it was
compliant.
It was,
and it's a bit like surely disabled toilets. But having said that, if they're not right, they should be right, shouldn't they? So that's why that figure's in there. There's not a huge amount of work, is there?
Is it just physical access that's a problem?
Suggesting some of the toilets, the basin. The suggestion was made, I can't remember which toilet, but if we shut off the disabled part and used it as a baby changing area, the changing places was opposite, so it wasn't a huge distance to go, so that would solve that problem.
Okay, so they're just minor,
relatively
minor adjustments.
Relatively minor, so it hasn't come before council yet, but I put it in the budget because I knew it was going to be discussed at some point. So that's the upgrade.
Okay.
Toilets. Waterside. Well, here we go.
Oh dear.
Well, now this is a neutral.
Yeah.
As far as the precept is concerned.
Yeah.
But if, and it's a fairly big if we decide to do something with these bathing rafts, then there is a contingency allowed in the earmark reserves to use that money. But if you feel you want it on the precept, we can take that out.
Leave it as it is, Bob.
Leave it as it is.
Yeah.
because it's quite difficult from a legal point of view, isn't it? And who's responsible for
it?
How is the fixed 12,000 around then?
It's just a guesstimate, really, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
I mean, initially, I think there was a bit of to-ing and fro-ing. I think Bob Ritchie said 10 or 12 at one point, just to cover all bases.
Okay.
You know, even if it goes somewhere towards some going in, I've got to say, I mean, there was lots of people during the summer that were really in support of these going back in.
Yeah, you know, they see it part
of Mersey, part of...
Historic.
Yeah, they really do. And it'd be lovely, even if we get something.
Which committee does this come under?
It comes under the working group, and we haven't met yet. That's Maxine.
The working group needs to refer it back to...
Yes, we do, because we don't have spending powers.
And who's the working group?
It's Maxine and myself.
Yeah, who's that report to?
The working group, well, it would go back to full council, I would have
thought. Council, okay.
Or assets, even, take it to full council.
Because we need to get...
Otherwise, I've got to come in and sit on a working group, come in and sit on assets, and then come in and hear it again I'd say take it to council.
If we're going to do anything, we need to get a move on.
Definitely.
Well, it's in there. We can take it out of reserves. It's earmarked. If we don't do it, it stays in reserves.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't affect your budget as such,
No. Traffic and transport, but that's relatively straightforward, isn't it? I think we're going to hit 105,000 this year.
Should do. Yeah.
But it's always weather dependent, of course. We had a good summer this summer. The previous year we really struggled with our income. Now this is after VAT, but there are costs on the other side, like the rates and so on and so forth.
EV car charging points,
it's not us, is it? We're not responsible for that.
It's never going to happen, is it?
Well, the original idea was that we... because we had power to change in places, that we would run it. In fact, we did run a cable, channelled, to pass the cesspit for a couple of places there, but it's all got very complicated because that would then be Essex and Colchester land.
Colchester land, and the electricity supply there would only support a 7 kilowatt charger, which is something that's...
I don't know what it will support.
If it's like a domestic, same rating as a domestic supply, it's only going
to
support. So you'd be talking about infrastructure. If you wanted a proper charger, you'd be talking about infrastructure costs as well.
But the council at the time thought, and John was on it at the time, thought, well, here we have all these visitors coming down here.
Yeah.
There's a huge move to EVs.
Yeah.
And yet we don't offer anywhere.
No, I know. Absolutely. I can see why, but in practice, I don't think it's practical. Not at that budget, anyway. Because a home charge is £1,000 plus.
Well, Colchester would have to contribute, wouldn't they?
Exactly. And as you say, it's their land, and Carl has raised it before.
Yeah.
How would you regulate it? Would you pay for parking as well as using the... So it seems a bit of a...
I think what my fellow councillor is saying is, can we take that out, please?
Yeah, we can.
Because I can't see that it's achievable. And I think
well,
that...
Well, not on that budget.
No, and I think that it's on someone else's land.
Yeah, but yes, they are... But they are our principal council, and we can't work with them. Then we've got a serious problem.
Can we not possibly? And this is another one that if we're in a position at some point, and I don't think it's going to be in the coming budget, is then either look at reserves or perhaps looking at including this at a more realistic budget in a later budget.
Yeah.
I mean, and there are companies, independent companies, who will install equipment and pay you a rent for the land, which is probably the best way to go because that wouldn't incur any cost.
So we're postponing it, really, but not on this occasion.
Yeah, we'll leave it down as a code.
Yeah.
Come back to it.
Okay.
Is it okay on the rest of it?
We're not going anywhere with plenty is plenty. It's 20 is plenty.
Well...
Should have kept your mouth shut.
We've got this £10,000 vehicle activation sign in there.
Well, what's that?
Well, this is the thing that flashes up when you exceed the limit.
Either a smiley face or a sad face.
We talked about this 12 months ago.
We did. I haven't got down as far as that yet. Can I ask a question about the CPU car park upgrades? Because do we not own that land?
No.
This is the problem. We pay the business rates on it. Which are
full business rates. But we
full
don't,
business rates.
But we don't own all
we
of it.
We don't own the land. This is the southern part of it. We own the northern part of it, but we don't own the southern part of it.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to negotiate with Colchester to say, well, just you pinched the land off us in 2014 without telling us. Well, that's the story anyway. We want it back. Now, why wouldn't they give it to us back? Especially now they're going to be a unitary and will disappear anyway. But when you take it back, you then take on the liability for it, of course. So I've left a figure in there because I'd like to think next year, which will be the year before the unitaries come in, I guess, will it, John?
Well, we don't know.
But if we do get them to switch it across to us, then we're probably going to have to do some work on it.
Okay.
But my point is, has that come out of reserves or is no? Should that not be something that should be coming from reserves? And would we be making those repairs, if you like, to it straight away? So is it right that it's in this budget because we're not physically going to do it at this time? So is this not something that should have a code, Bob, the same as the EVs?
Well, I tell you what,
but take the 4,000 out.
No, I'd rather not take it out. Why don't we put it as a sinking fund item? The sinking funds have to be paid for out of the precept. Because the precept is what fills the reserves. There's no other way of doing it. The reserves aren't magic. I mean, but it's the same thing, really. Sinking fund.
Yeah.
And that way, if we do take the land on, we'll have an earmarked reserve to do the work.
But again, my point is, you're not going to do the work straight away. You're not going to. It's in a year's time if you take over that car park. You're not all of a sudden going to go, right, we've got 4,000 in reserves, we know we need to throw some aggregate over it, or, you know, you're going to, I can't see that you aren't, because surely you would, before it's handed over, there's a responsibility from Colchester.
Can't Colchester do it? If they own it then, and it needs fencing.
Please,
and
can you resurface this and then give it back to us?
They do.
Well, I think it's really for us as to be on their back to say, have you seen the condition of this?
Mm.
You need to throw.
That's a bit of a dream.
They do a bit, and they did put some. They did repair the gate when it was something barged into it.
Okay.
A couple of years back. That's the sort of thing that the day after we take it over, someone knocks the gate down, that's £2,000 to repair it, probably more than that.
So you're looking at doing that to put that into reserves then?
Yeah. Are we happy with that?
Sinking fund.
Could I raise the point which I should have raised much earlier at another committee? That is the weatherproofing of the Esplanade car park, which has been talked about for some time, hasn't it?
Weatherproofing.
Well, so that it could be used in the winter months.
It's Colchester's property.
They've said no to that. It's their fund. It's not ours. It's their car park.
So that would come before the Ethics Committee?
No, it's not our property.
It's not ours.
But initiative has to be taken with Colchester, in my view, to get whoever takes over from Colchester to consider that.
They've now started charging us 50% of the repairs, bless them.
Have they?
I can't really argue with that since we get
50%
of the revenue of them. But they have said no to making it winterproof.
And presumably if they did, we'd have to pay 50% of that cost.
And we have to pay 50% of that cost. Yeah. Which
and
that would
be an astronomical
figure.
astronomical.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I hear what you say. Okay.
You just close it and people park on the road.
But yeah, I don't see
it's
it.
It's not
so
that busy
no,
during the winter months.
No.
Okay.
So,
no.
Okay. Sports and rec, here we go.
Right, so Design and Other Fees is our consultant.
Mm. Yeah.
And anything that might spring from that.
Anything that might spring from it. We must get down to discussing this at some point because they've sent the plans in and
Not the final.
Are the final plans that come through yet? Report?
It hasn't.
No.
No.
I'll chase up for you.
I don't think they've spoken to MISA yet.
No, MISA hasn't.
No, I just think I did have emailed the chair.
That's for another time, I think.
Yeah,
for another time.
Yeah.
But for the moment, I'm sure we're going to have to spend some money.
Yeah.
Here we are.
The building is deteriorating at a terrible rate or not.
Yeah. The next one down, the bike ramps. I know we've spoken, Bob, but I find it very, very difficult to think that for the budget that we've put against that we're going to achieve... We're going to achieve much.
I've only called it phase one. I mean,
it's really difficult.
I mean, I've said this in full council. I've just
moved
them where they are, to be honest, and repair them. But the council wants to knock them down.
Well,
it's the ongoing, isn't it? If you repair them, and then you've got to address, I would have thought, the health and safety issues with a runoff. So you'd have to actually remove one, I would have thought.
And the fencing.
So,
why are you removing the fencing?
Because you haven't got a long enough runoff.
No, if you run the humps, that makes the runoff longer.
It only needs a couple of metres or so.
Yeah.
And the fencing needs repairing, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think what we decided in council was because we'd have to spend a lot
more money
to make it a usable bike track than we would to make it into something else. And then it'd only deteriorate. If we left it as it is, with the grass, earth, it's going to need constant maintenance every year, which may add up to more than making it into something else. But that, as you say, we decided that wherever it was, council or assets committee.
Yeah.
Is there some wiggle room with that, even if it's out of our reserves?
What happened to the 2,000 you moved from somewhere else?
Well, I was coming to that. I've got a running total here.
Well, the precept at the moment is down to 3.63%, so we can certainly put a couple of thousand on it, can't we, if we choose to.
That should balance the other 2,000 that you knocked off somewhere else.
Well, we've kind of... we've knocked 4,000 off, but we've put 400 in. So, 3,600.
We haven't got the money because the machine does it
anymore.
Yeah. So I put 12,000 in there, just to see what it looks like. The precept is now 4.11, over 4%.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we're playing with figures, really, aren't we?
Yeah.
But I think the precept figure is important because, personally, I'd like to be under 4%.
Yeah. So the next line, Bridge Glebe 2 to Bridleway, 2,500.
Hold on a minute.
The next
approach to this, I think.
The next item you could reduce and increase that.
Thank you for saying that, because I can't see that's going to cost 2,500. I think it can be repaired. I don't think we're...
Well, that's what we...
This is not
the repair to it.
The repair is the one meant to be doing this year. This was in case we wanted to put side railings in it.
Okay.
And a proper surface down. Because in repair, you can get away with not having railings, but as soon as you do
a proper job, you've got railings in.
So 2,500 is probably conservative for that.
But if we're going to completely replace it,
we're not at this point.
I gathered that we were leaving the underpinnings there.
That's what Bob's saying.
Trying to put a non-slip decking down.
That one.
So I don't see a need for this at this time. Is that what you're saying as
well?
Well,
I don't think a need for a complete replacement one. If you're talking about
a
fiberglass one with with rails like the other bridge.
Yeah. Does anyone have any objections if I can have that money, please, for the ramps? I think we're struggling, even at 12,000, to do something that's going to
make it 13,000, unless if it comes to. It would be nice to do something with the area, wouldn't it? Precept is 3.75 now.
Oh, it's gone down too much.
Yeah, we haven't finished yet.
That comes up to 13,000 now.
Yeah. And the fact that she's left, I wouldn't want to spend that on the bridge.
No, we can buy some trims.
Put
where we reduce the house.
Anyway, is that okay?
Now, basketball refurb could be this year, couldn't it? But it might not be this year.
has it been picked up on health and safety?
Yes, I've got to say, it's not for this meeting, but what that cost of $1,000 is just for relining and backboard.
Yes.
Because the surface is cracking up near the tennis courts end side, parallel to the tennis courts. The tarmac of the of basketball court is cracked and the edges are sinking. I know that's not for this meeting.
No, has that been flagged up as a real issue?
I haven't
heard of
it.
No, I just observed it.
Yeah, we need to get some
quotes. Next time you're over there, have a look at it near the.
Pop it on the if that's okay.
Near the entrance to the tennis court.
So I think what you're saying is we need to increase that a bit because we're not going
to
get it.
I'm not saying we need to increase it or anything. I just wondered what this £1,000 was.
Yeah,
it's for the backboards, new hoops, and.
Markings on a court or whatever.
But what you've just said is going to be over and above.
I know,
that's
but
been
we haven't been
from.
Through, haven't
we
been
haven't
fed
decided.
Into this, so it can't.
We've got lots else to do, haven't we?
It might be a contingency.
Trying to solve the world, haven't we?
Aren't we just?
On the whole of West Mersey assets overnight.
There's a contingency there.
There's going to be an asset fairy, I think, running back.
Okay, I've taken the bridge out. Put 13,000 in.
Thank you.
Okay, on that page.
There's a contingency of 3,000, which could be used for various other things. Tennis courts sinking fund.
Yep,
we've
got
to
have that.
Yep.
Giving money to
them. There are courts. If they ever get round to signing the temporary lease, in 20 years' time or whatever it is, those courts will need to be replaced.
Yep.
They've agreed
50%
of it, except they haven't agreed to anything, have they, really? So we need to fund the
other
50%.
They're not at the point of a meeting yet, right?
No, I've sent information off to Ellison's. They said they're going to come back to me.
Okay.
That's what we got.
So cemetery, next one. Cemetery. Well, yes, this is a bit of a wish list, this tier. There is a view that Barfield Road, the old cemetery, the path is breaking up, but it is breaking up. That's a health and safety hazard, but...
I say not.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is
it's
it
pretty bad.
Have we had a report from Joanne?
No, we need one. But if she does say, I'm not happy with this.
I feel bad.
You're right, Robert. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Everything costs a fortune, John, doesn't it? That tiny little path that we're putting down on the down by the oyster beds there. It's 10,000. This is much, much bigger.
Yeah.
But my view would be we don't need to do all of it, but some of it is in a very poor state. So Joanne needs to have a look at that.
Do a risk assessment.
But if she says it needs doing, we need it in the budget.
You can think of other options like remove the path.
Yeah.
Yeah, grass it over.
Yeah.
But even that's going to cost money.
It will cost money, yeah. But it won't cost the cost of the materials.
And it's a one-off cost, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that would be a good idea, actually, wouldn't it?
Especially as you want to, you've got want to make it a biodiversity area and do that, you know, make it more wildlife friendly or whatever. That could be part of it. But anyway.
But but taking it up and then disposing of it and then
I know, it will cost money. Yeah, it's just maybe
I just came up with a good idea.
Yeah.
So I reckon 20,000 is safe for that.
Yeah.
What else we got in there? New item. Rave headers. I can't remember what that was now. Some of the Carol one did, wasn't it?
You've put a question mark against some of these removable.
Yeah,
products.
Well,
has that been done then?
No, I
haven't been done those.
No.
And we've got this large items like a new hedge.
Well, that's in this year's budget, and we haven't done it, so that's been carried forward.
Can I just ask, this removable bollards and the signage, has that been through council?
It was agreed in this year's budget, but it hasn't gone through because we haven't had any costs or anything for it.
Right, so should that not go on to the assets
agenda
as well
first
day?
Yep.
Both of those.
Yeah.
Because it's okay doing this, but if we don't put it on a committee,
it's
never
going to
get looked at, is it?
No,
you know?
It's a chicken and egg. If you don't put it in here, it won't get looked at anyway.
Yeah.
And if it does
get
looked at, it won't be in the budget.
Yeah.
So then it gets put in the next year.
And let's be honest, anything that we're getting quotes for now is not going to be done before the new budget as well.
Probably not, no.
Yeah.
I always think of the budget as something that drives the council. Because once we've been through it, like we're doing it now, that should be our work
for the year,
it
should be.
Yeah.
The hedge, Malcolm come up with,
yes,
didn't he?
He did.
What did he come up with? Well, again, that's
more native, because I think what we was looking
at
was
a lovely idea, isn't it? But that's going to take a lot of doing and looking after, isn't it?
£16,000.
Yeah, two hedges. They're long, long hedges.
And this was for a laurel type hedge.
Yeah.
This was originally for a laurel.
Yeah.
Is that the cost of plant?
Well, you've got to rip it all out. Rip it all out and dispose of it, and it's full.
I mean, the nature of the hedges is something for whatever committee to decide.
Yeah.
We just need to decide how much budget we want to have.
That ought to go on the committee agenda, doesn't it?
It should.
Yes, to actually
decide.
It's just
like visit,
but Malcolm, you're quite right. Malcolm wanted to have the leaning over ones and all the rest of them.
No, what do you want in native?
Native
hedges.
His emphasis was on native, because I think we were looking at laurels that are not native, which I actually agree with, that if we could within a budget as such. But I think he was coming from as well about organisations where you can get
grants for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had grants in the past.
Yeah, so whether we should...
All the saplings we put into the cemetery a few years ago were all paid for by the Wildlife Trust or whatever it was at the time.
But again, it's the nature of it, something for Assets Committee or whoever.
Absolutely, but it's not something that needs to be done right this second, is it? It's not something that needs to be done.
It's not a health and safety issue.
No, so whether we should be exploring grants.
But it's in the budget.
Yeah, a couple of
years. It has,
it's
I know.
Budget.
But so is everything else. We try to move some of it.
I know what you say, Trish, is actually right. It doesn't have been done. I mean, but
it's
an item in the budget.
It is,
and it's taking money in the budget.
Budget, exactly.
Either we do it or
we don't
do it.
Yeah, I do. Completely agree. And I know it is important to keep those areas looking really nice.
We get income.
I know.
We do get income from them.
Yeah.
And our customers expect those
to look nice.
To look
I
really
think
nice.
That seems right. I think it's right.
Yeah.
So we do need to maintain it, and they haven't been maintained for a long time.
Yeah.
So Carol's quite right. They need some work done.
Okay.
Are we okay with symmetry?
Yeah.
Well, that gives us the next tab, which is precept.
Yeah.
So everything should have transferred across to it. And we end up with 3.75.
And after that page we've got there.
And then at the bottom, you can see what our previous increases have been. So although the precept is 3.75, the sterling increase is 6.25. And I can only think that that's to do with the fact we have more houses now, so for more people who are paying rates.
Band D, isn't it?
Band D. so we get more income.
Can you explain what the Sterling increase is?
Well, I'm assuming it's set by Colchester. They give us this parish tax base. They give us a tax base figure, which is their figure they give us. So it's 3374.33 pence. Now I can only assume, and if someone in the audience there might be able to tell us something different, I can only assume that because there are more people, more houses, and therefore more people paying business rates, the precept goes further.
And it's the mix of the bands of the houses between,
yeah,
because we're having,
yeah,
bigger, more, you know, band E and F houses being built, so
yeah,
the,
yeah,
actual Sterling amount will,
yeah,
go up
about
because
that.
Of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they're all band A, it would go up so much.
Yeah. Okay.
So whilst I'm not looking to have 300 extra houses, John, if we did,
no,
which
it's
the money, there'd be a lot of money coming into,
yeah,
the coffers.
Yeah.
Another nine.
The factor which costs them, no doubt.
£12,000, yeah.
So that's what the precept says.
So we've got to, sorry, 3.75.
Sorry, are you looking at that?
I was looking at 3.88, which I'm glad a bit more money for me pumps. Sorry, I do like to bulk.
There is a £3,000 contingency on that.
More than enough.
Although, coming back to that, we've only got 5,000 in the building maintenance fund.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll leave that.
Yeah,
that's
probably
should increase that a little bit.
Yeah. Where do we deal with reserves? Is that
well, let's come on to that. So the next tab is brought forward items. Now, this is always a bit of guesswork for me because we've still got 3 months to run. Lecture would be you guessing it.
Yeah.
Now, I've reduced the second line down. To white lining is now zero because I had carried the 2004 from this year,
okay,
which would have nullified it, so that's gone to zero. So this is a bit of guesswork, but what it does, it reduces, has the effect of reducing the precept figure.
We didn't put another 500 on the basketball. It was 1,000, wasn't it?
Yeah, but this is bought forward items.
Oh,
this was
right,
the previous
sorry.
Year, not
yeah,
the
sorry.
Year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is it. This
yeah,
is what
it.
This
sorry.
Year. That we intended to spend,
yeah,
but haven't,
yeah,
spent. Then there will be other items, of course, where we've overspent.
Mm-hmm.
And that will have to come out of reserves. But I'm pretty comfortable that that's a reasonable sort. That's a reasonable sort.
Quite a significant one.
It's different
sort of
French.
There's a reason because Mark left halfway through the year.
Yes,
yeah,
which left us quite a lot of surplus, if that's what we want to call it, in the personnel budget.
Yeah.
Now, there are other costs, as you know, we've discussed in personnel, and I won't mention now.
Yeah.
So I think 22.5 is probably where we'll end up with a free,
okay,
balance. Okay. So I've carried that forward,
okay.
Yeah. which reduces things.
No.
Now, the next tab is cash and earmarked reserves, so we spend a bit of time. We don't recall that. The first part of it is very straightforward. It's just what our current bank balances are at the moment. They're all listed. But we're trying to guess where we will be at the 31st of March and the 1st of April. So Paula and I have been through what we think we're going to spend in the next 3 months,
yeah,
which I think will be about 130,000. Okay. So that's what we're going to spend, and that will reduce the cash balances. However, we're also going to get some cash in. We hope. We're going to get a bit of bank interest. We are still going to continue to sell food bags and dog bags.
Yeah.
We have the quarter three parking coming in, which happens to be quite high, surprisingly.
Yeah.
So it should be about 10,000 after we pay VAT.
Mm-hmm.
Cemetery income is a guess. We don't know how many people die. I guess it's at 10,000. Allotment and gate licences, we've had some in already. I think there's probably about 5,000 to come still. Mice and tennis owe us a lot of money.
Yeah, we need to have we really do, I think, need to, outside of this meeting, sit down.
I agree.
We can't keep just emailing and the money's not coming in. We need to sit down.
Progress on
that. Yeah. We need to sit down.
Mr. Trumpish enforcement.
Well, we put a tariff on them.
Do you
want to
think about
well, even under their old lease, interest could be charged on unpaid.
But we've never done. Never enforced.
I think that is for outside of this meeting. Certainly do need to sit down.
In theory, it's due, so therefore they are debtors. So I'm taking the debtors' figures there. Paula has worked out what our VAT refund will be. It's £2,235, which presumably has gone in.
Yes.
So we should have money, income of £36,000. So the balance, therefore, in the bank is what you see there. So what are we going to do with that figure that's in the bank?
Yeah.
We have had in our earmarked reserves the entrance to the Furze Road Cemetery for ages.
Is that a bit...
It's very rough, it gets very wet, it's broken up.
Is that the...
It's the, actually the owned by Essex, I think.
A bit outside.
Outside.
The sort of...
It's a semicircle. It's a semicircle.
And it's that bit that we're looking at.
Bearing in mind, again, that this is something on which we earn income. It's the entrance to a very important cemetery, Anfeldy View. And it's awful. So the view of previous councils, because this has been added to over the years, is that we really should do something about it.
Yeah.
So it's an earmarked reserve. If we spend it, we spend it. If we don't spend it, we spend it on something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the general reserve is underfunded. But you can't magic money out of nowhere. It can only come from the precept.
What should that be, then?
Well, it should be 3/3 of the precept.
3/12,
yes. 3/12 of the, yes, or a quarter of the precept.
Yeah.
Plus whatever our income is.
Year's income or the
year's
income.
Okay. So it's underfunded. Having said that...
Not by much.
Not by much. When you look down, there's other things that, if push came to shove, we could use.
Yeah.
We've got a small project, a project fund for the skate park, £10,000. We've got the VAS sign in there, which we discussed earlier. We've got the cost of the rafts in there, which we discussed earlier. We've got the resurfacing of the tennis courts, of which £1,500 has already gone in. Extension to Feldy is something we had in for many years now. Eventually, Feldy will be full, and we have a sort of an option, to buy other piece of land to extend it, but it will cost us money. So we're building up a reserve to do that. Prepaid burials, as everybody around this table knows only too well, we have a liability there with prepaid burials, and that £60,000 fully covers that liability. We've got the carry forward figure to the precept. If the figures come out anywhere near this, we're in balance.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, it's not the end of the world. Because we can't be sure what we're going to spend next
time. And the general reserve is there to cover emergencies, isn't it? That's what
it's emergencies.
It covers 3 months' staff.
Yeah.
What is, costs.
So it's easily covered.
Plus rates.
And there's no legal requirement to have any particular percentage.
There's
no legal requirement.
There's no good practice.
No good practice.
Well,
practice is 3 to 12 months.
Yeah. We have a reserves policy where we stated what you're saying there.
Yeah.
So, but we've tried to keep as close to that as possible.
Yeah.
Kirsty, where did that good practice come from?
It's come from a training course I've been on from finance, and it's also in our reserves policy.
It's what's recommended by whoever you speak to, SLCC, NALC, and the accounting, SAPP and all those.
But 150,000's quite an adequate sum.
I'm just interested in what...
And of course, each council has to decide what's right for them, because, say, you're only a small council with £25,000 precept income, you're not going to keep... a quarter of that in reserves, because you need it for general things. So anyway, that's what we decided, wasn't it?
It was.
We are close to it.
Yeah, so we get as close to it as we possibly can do, whilst at the same time try to put money aside for other things that we want to do in the future, and cover our prepaid burials.
A problem. I'm associated. I'm interested in cash flow, right? Because reserves can come into picture if the income streams.
Well, the precept comes in two tranches, one on the 5th of April or something like that, and the second on the 5th of September. So we get half of the precept up front in April to spend, and the other half comes in the second half.
Okay.
And then you also get quarterly, the car park
comes in quarterly as well, which is 100 grand.
Okay.
And a little tiny bit where your
cemeteries come in and
yeah,
drabs.
And your allotment.
Toilet was £7,000.
Yeah. £7,000. So cash flow's never been a problem.
I know. I'm just interested in the high dynamic of council finance at the moment. With certain local authorities, have been in really great difficulty, haven't they? And
but they shouldn't be, should they?
No, but Basildon is one that comes.
Yeah, but that, they've got much greater responsibilities.
Huge.
They've got much
yeah,
more
but it must,
expensive things.
It must. It must
they've
have
got
been
big income as well, haven't they?
I know if they default. Yeah.
So anyway, this council,
yeah,
had built up the sufficient reserves
yeah,
to do things in the future
yeah,
and to cover emergencies should
yeah,
there be net.
Yes.
The most important thing is the staff. We've got money in the bank to pay the
that's
staff.
That's what
yeah,
the reserves mainly for.
For
yeah,
for a reasonable period
yeah,
of time.
That's what
yeah,
the reserves
yeah,
mainly for.
Yeah.
To keep everything functioning
yeah,
at
yeah,
a basic level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'll
done, Bob.
Reissue this to everybody for tomorrow morning. I know
so
we've got
have
a
you got a proposer and a seconder?
Yeah, who's going to propose if
you
don't have a
proposer? I'll second it.
Nigel, you can propose. Otherwise, we didn't
yeah,
have a full understanding, just
I think,
spreadsheets.
I think it's really, really important. I've learned a lot from this.
Good.
Yeah, and also
I would just ask, can we have regular finance?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah,
please.
We're
going to have
regular
finance. We're going to have one fairly shortly.
Yeah,
we are.
To decide what we're going to do
no,
with the balance.
That's fine.
And, yeah,
yeah,
you're
that's
quite
fine,
right. But looking through
no, but it's been all our responsibility because we should have said something earlier, basically.
Yeah.
We've let you, do what
feet,
you do.
Thank you
no,
very
no,
much.
No,
we've
no,
let you go on and stood back.
No,
okay, well, I'll speak from my own point of view.
Yeah,
I'll let you carry on.
Yeah.
No.
I did say, Bob, but it is because it doesn't look good if we're just letting one person as
no,
well.
No,
I think
no,
from
no,
the
no,
council's perspective as well, this is what we should be doing. And that's why it was unfortunate for council the other evening.
And I apologise for not noticing until too late, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a few days' notice would have been helpful.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
but
you're
also
not
being honest.
But
yeah,
if I could say this, that a balance has to be struck here in terms of Paula and Bob's input.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying there shouldn't have been a debate with finance, but the whole issue of managing the finance has to be got under detailed control as well.
Yes,
as
but,
finance.
But,
that doesn't
take away
from the fact that it's
documented
okay,
that we should be having regular
yeah,
meetings
absolutely,
and also financial regulations and everything, so we've got to do it.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
as
yeah,
simple as that.
I'm not disagreeing with
yeah,
that, I'm just saying
but
that
we're not saying
working,
as well that Bob
yeah,
doesn't do a great job.
No,
you
no,
do, Bob, you do a great job.
But
it's just
I'm not complaining about anything.
Yeah.
No.
That wasn't what I said a week ago.
No.
Sorry about that.
If we could have,
no, I need to bore the blame.
If we could have quarterly
yeah,
meetings, that would be
well, that's coincided
when
reference,
we should be
well,
reviewing
the
running budget.
14th of April, 2 o'clock.
So have we got a proposal for that one?
Well, if we need it, yeah.
Yeah.
Next meeting, 14th of April.
14th
of
April.
Which
yeah,
is a Tuesday, isn't it? So
it might be
available.
Right. Could be on holiday, though.
What about your...
Yeah. I would suggest 2 o'clock again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we will have one before then, because
yeah,
we've almost, haven't we now, sorted out the mandates for Barclays.
Yeah, the accounts are sort of almost ready to go, and we're getting a very low rate of interest currently, aren't we, with Barclays?
Yeah.
So I think we do need to look at options.
Yeah,
well, the current account, we get no interest on that one.
No,
and of course, but you can just swap that over for Unity.
We can, but Unity current doesn't pay us anything either.
No,
so
I know, but at least we can all see it.
Yeah.
Are we going to make
you
money?
We don't trust us.
It's not I don't trust you, but we don't see the Barclays.
I know, it's awful.
Yeah,
so
there's nothing hardly going through it.
No, I know.
But it's the
visible,
fact that we are responsible for it
yeah,
collectively. So
we do need to.
So
it.
It's
yeah,
Nigel's point he made going to be acted upon that we're making a recommendation to council tomorrow?
14th of April.
40, oh, we're
and that's
the
next
no, that's just
no, that's the next finance meeting.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Next
yeah.
At the end of the financial year, we can look at where we're
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And but before that, we will need to have
another meeting.
Another
yeah.
meeting
another
to decide.
Way,
yeah.
Yeah,
have
yeah,
got
yeah,
a proposal
yeah.
for the 14th.
Yeah.
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 And the second half.
All in favour?
Yeah, to
sure.
decide if and where we're going to move money to for investment purposes, are you? Or ever savings accounts.
Yeah.
Can't get much more than 3.5% anyway.
No, it's...
But it's better than nothing.
Mm. Well, I'm just about to open an account with Goldman Sachs at 4.55.
But
it's a great pity we can't.
Yeah.
But, well, are you an existing customer or is it a fixed term?
It's a fixed for 12 months.
Yeah.
But 4.55 is a good rate of interest these days.
Yes.
But only personal accounts, and of course there's
Indeed.
No... There's no double signatures or anything like that. So.
You've got to pay tax on that, Bob.
Bob,
no, it's in my wife's name.
Oh, well, we don't
tax
have to pay
efficient.
Tax there.
I still don't have to pay tax.
Yeah.
That's a clever idea. Yeah.
Anyway.
So we're now just on to exclusion.
Yeah, so we now want to vote and exclude the public because we have a confidential item
okay.
coming up.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Ben.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
We do need to vote on it.
Well,
yeah.
Secondary.
There you go. Quickly, put
me
over
there. All
in
favour?
It's
already
there.
I think we can expect an article in the next paper.
Yeah, I will. Whether it be favourable or not.
No, I think.
Oh,
well,
it will be favourable. Well, you'll go
hopefully
with that.
Won't be, yeah, I was going to say, hopefully you won't misquote you. Oh, sorry, the recording.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
You'll have to chop that one.
Oh, yeah.
For it comes on the...
Do I need to leave for this?
It does chop there. Oh, let me stop.
Thank you.